The Trump administration's travel ban on refugees and others is creating confusion and heartbreak for families in central New York and across the nation. WAER's Scott Willis reports the executive order will impact everyone from new refugees to those who've lived in the U.S. on visas for decades.
Longtime Syracuse immigration attorney Sharon Ames says the administration's drastic measure will be felt here in Syracuse. The resettlement of 220 refugees already approved to move to Syracuse has been halted. Ames says she spoke with a man who knew of an affected Syrian family.
A mother who had left her children fleeing the war and resettled in another country before being allowed to come to the United States, and to be able to bring her children and be here together, that now was going to be impossible for her.
Ames says those holding temporary or permanent visas seeking entry from one of seven majority Muslim countries could also be detained for at least 90 days.
And these are people who could have lived here for 20 years with a green card and just for one reason or another have not become U.S. citizens. So it affects students, research scholars, people who we want here working for us.
Ames says they might be subject to secondary inspection and allowed to return, or denied entry altogether. She says the travel ban can also mean life or death for those with special immigrant visas.
These are the interpreters and people who worked for the United States military, helping our soldiers in Iraq, who got special visas to come here because now they're in danger of being killed due to their collaboration with the United States.
Ames says the executive action also affects those already on American soil.
It prevents people here who have green cards from traveling. If you have a death in your family in your home country or elsewhere, and you're from one of those seven countries, you're going to think twice about traveling outside the country because you may not get back in.
About 50 Syracuse University students have been instructed not to travel because they're from Syria, Iran, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, or Yemen. Ames says lawyers are teaming up nationwide to legally address the executive order. Scott Willis, WAER News.